The work that I'll present was my MD research carried out at Massachusetts General Hospital in an 18-month period a couple of years ago. The aim of the research was to provide a scientific basis for nipple-sparing mastectomy, and there were therefore two main focuses of interest. The first was the current incidence of occult nipple involvement and the development and validation of a predictive model to allow better patient selection. The second focus was on the anatomy of the nipple, and in particular any aspect which could be used to modify surgical technique and to improve outcome. During the course of the anatomical studies, it became clear that some of the anatomy, particularly that of the ducts, was also relevant to the intraductal approach to diagnosis.